Okay, so we're in Saudi. I'm an Aleph. Thank you, Gary, for covering last week. We are on the top of Saudi Aleph. For last words on the line, Tashma, the Gemara is trying to continue to find examples or an example of where Bezdin, where Chazal, actually, where the Rabbanon are able to be Oker Dover Mina Torah, right? We're able to say there's something that's Midaraisa, required or should be done, etc. And the Chazal come and say, no, actually, they reverse the din. Is that really possible? So the Gemara is trying to bring the proof. So the Gemara will continue now. Tashma, achad truma temeya mishalim chulin tahorin. So if a person ate truma temeya, this is a person who is a non-kohen, but I had an eight truma temeya, it was a mistake, they didn't mean to. We'll talk about shogeg, etc. But they ate truma temeya and they did a bit shogeg, says Rashi. So they have to pay back. They have to pay back to the kohanim that which they ate. So what happens? So they're supposed to be mishalim to chulin to horim. So you pay back chulin. That's tahor, right? I'm a non kohen, so I have chulin. I can pay that back chulin. That's tahor. So at least the kohen can eat that too. The kohen can eat truma and non truma. So you pay chulin to horim. Okay. And the Rashi points out, Mishalim Chulin Tahorim, Dechsiv Anasan Lakoin as HaKodesh Davar HaRoyal Yos Kodesh. Right? You give him something that could be Kodesh, even if it's not, but something at least. Okay? Shilem Chulin Temeyin. As what if the person tried, but they paid back the wrong thing. And they paid back Chulin, which is actually Tamei. So Sumchas Amar Omer Mushim Rabbi Meir Bishogeg Tashlumov Tashlumin. So Sumchas says, Nein Rabbi Meir, if you made a mistake, you didn't realize. You didn't realize what you were giving back was Tamei. You didn't realize the halal, whatever it is, but you didn't know what you were doing, and you gave chulin Tamein instead. So, lemaisi, you paid something back, and therefore you're done. Tashlumov, Tashlumen, the fact you paid back is enough. But mazid, but if you did it on purpose, you knew you were supposed to give back chulin Tahor, and you gave back chulin Tamein on purpose, so then, ain't Tashlumov, Tashlumen. Then that doesn't count. But chachamim omrim echazeva echazeva Tashlumov, Tashlumen. And the chachamim say, no, whatever you pay back, even if you pay back Chulin Tahor, Chulin Tamei, it doesn't matter. You paid it back. V'chozer u'meshalim Chulin Tahorin. However, say the Chachamim, nevertheless, even though what you paid back counts as Tashlumin, it doesn't totally, it counts, and in fact, we consider that which you paid as Tashlumin, but you still have to pay now Meshalim Chulin Tahorin. You actually have to give now, on top of that, more Tahor Chulin. Okay. V'avinamba, and the psak is, that b'mezid ain't tashlumin tashlumin, right? And we began by saying that if he was b'mezid, right? So that within Rabbi Meir, right? That his tashlumin doesn't count. So the Gemara says, why not? Tavol la bracha, give the guy. We should say thank you very much. Why? Da achamine midi deloka chazile b'mei tumaso v'kamashalim midi deka chazile b'mei tumaso. A kohen, you can't eat truma tamei, right? That's an isser. To eat chulin tamei is not against the halacha, and in fact, what's the kohen going to eat when he's tamei? Right, the kohen can eat truma tamei. That's usher. Chulin tamei he can eat. So what's the big deal? Let the guy pay back truma tamei. He came back chulin tamei. So fine, that wasn't what he was supposed to do. But lemaisa, he gave the kohen something he can eat when he's tamei. So give him a yashu koyach. Give him a thank you. What are you making him have to pay back more? So v'amarava. We're missing words here in this brisa here. What's really happening? This is what it should say. Achal truma temeya mishalim koldu. And if you ate truma temeya, okay, now change the case. You pay back koldu. You pay back anything. Right, achal truma tahora mishalim. So that meaning the payback anything is referring when you ate truma tameya. But achal truma tahora. Right, this is the case we ate truma tahora. Now what happens? Mishalim chulin tahorin. Then you have to pay back chulin tahorin. Shilem chulin tameyim. But if you pay back chulin tameyim in that case, sumchas omer mishum rabbi meir b'shogeg tashlum of tashlumin. The mezid ain't tashlum of tashlumin. There rabbi meir says sumchas kosh rabbi meir that if you get did it b'shogeg, your tashlumin counts. But if not. If it's on purpose, then your tashlumin doesn't count. Because in that case, what happened? You ate truma tahora, and you're paying back now chulin tamei. Right, that we understand now why that's no good. You ate something that he can only eat when he's tahor, And now you gave him back something he can only eat with his tummy. If you ate his truma tameya, he couldn't eat that anyways. And now you gave him, you know, in the first case, the point was you ate truma tameya, which the kohen can't eat anyways. And now you gave him chulin tameya, which he can eat, right? But in this case now, so that's why we don't understand why it doesn't count as a tashlumin. But in this case, you ate his truma tahora, which he can only eat when he's tahor, and he can never eat when he's tamei. And you give him back something that he can only eat when he's tamei, truma chulin tamei. Okay, v'chamim omrim bein shogeg bein meizei tashlum v'tashlumin v'chol z'mishalim chulin tahorin. And the chamim say again, whatever he did, what he pays back counts, but not totally in the sense that he now has to go pay back chulin tahorin. Okay, but the point is, right, what we're looking for here is v'ha ha'chamim midar raisa tashlum me'al yahavei. Right, if you tell me that what he did was no good, right, what's going on here? Midar raisa, his payback was fine. Right, and what would happen? The imakadish behu kohen isha tafsu la kiddushe. Right, when you say that the tashluma of tashlumin, what does that mean? It means that the kohen who to whom you give it is kone that produce you give him. Right, so now it's his. So what's the best way in the Gemara always to prove that something belongs to you? Is that if you use that item to be makadish and isha, should be mikudeshes. Right, so what's going to happen? You say tashluma was really tashlumin. Right, it was really good enough. And if you take that money, that item now, and Mekadesh woman, she'd be Mekadeshes. And here, the Chazal come and say, nah, the Tashlum is not really good enough. Midir Rabbanan. Right? And what's going to end up happening? Because Sharina on Eish Zich La'alma. So if that's really true, if Chazal, we think we're just giving, making a Knas. It doesn't really count, give more. Give something else. Really? But if you're telling me that, then what that means is that even though that kinyan would be a kinyan that's chal midar raisa, so much so that the kiddushin would be kiddushin, and now Chazal come and say, no, it's not good kinyan, it doesn't really count, you end up, you're nullifying, possibly, a kiddushin midar raisa. So that's would be an example of Chazal being okay, the Chazal being okay davar min haTorah. So the Gemara says, no, my ain't tashlumim tashlumim. What does it mean that tashlumim isn't good? The Gemara Rebbe Meir, the bal mehadir shlumei chulin tahorin. It just means, it's not really ain't tashlumim. It is, the tashlumim does count. And the truth is, and because when we were originally talking, you would have said, well, what does it mean that tashlumim is good, but you have to keep paying back more? This is exactly the point. The tashlumim is good enough that it belongs to the coin, but it's not good enough for the guy who has to pay back, and that he has to pay back now again, yeah, even more. Okay. So, but the Gemara says, "Ihachi sumchus han rabbanon." Yeah, but if that's true, now what you did was you made sumchus and the rabbanon the same opinion, right? Because now they're basically both saying that ain tashlumim. Tashlumim means no, it's tashlumim, but you have to pay more. But that's what the rabbanon said. So that's the same thing. So Rav Acha bered Rav Ika kansu shogeg atu mezid iki benayim. No, that you're right. It sounds the same in terms of someone who did it b'mezid. In terms of what some of the mezid, they would both agree that if he gave the truma to the chulin tameya b'mezid, they both agree that tashlumin is tashlumin and he has to pay again. But the machlokas would be in the case of shogeg. If you do it b'shogeg, would you make him have to pay more? Right. So the rabbanim would say you'd have to actually pay more, even that were kona shogeg to mezid, that because in the situation in a situation of shogeg, we're concerned that if we let you just pay, if you did it for shogeg, we said your tashlumin's good. So then we're concerned that in the case of mezid, you'd say the same thing and wouldn't go ahead and pay again. So therefore, we even the shogeg guy has to pay double. But the Remeir would say sumchus. Remeir would quote from the opinion of sumchus that no, that you wouldn't have to. The case of shogeg would be then the tashlumin, and that's all. You wouldn't have to pay extra in that scenario. Fine. The bottom line is it's not a proof. Okay, so let's try again. Tashma, dam shenitma vizarku b'shogeg. Right. So anytime you do bring a korban in the Beis Hamikdash, so the animal, you shach the animal, you kabbalas adam, and then you take that dam and you sprinkle it on the mizbeach. Right. So what happens here? You have dam that became, but the dam in this case became tamei. Right. So what happens if the dam that was collected from the korban became tamei, and now they went ahead, and once it's tamei, you can't be zarek it on the mizbeach. You can't because it's tamei. So tam shenitma vizarku. Right, but they sprinkled on the mizbeach. Bishogeg hurtza b'mezid lo hurtza. If you did a bishogeg, Hurtzah, it's good, like a ritzoy, right? The language of like ritzay, the language of it's accepted. So if you did it b'shogeg, so it's fine, it's good enough, we're not going to make you do it again, it's fine. If you did it b'mezi, you knew it was tamei, or you knew it was usher, and you did it anyways, so then it's not going to work. V'ha'acha d'midaraisa artsuye miratzeh, right? Desanya amat tzitz miratzeh al hadam v'al habasar v'al hachelev shenitma, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezi, bein b'onis, bein b'ratzon, bein b'yachah, bein b'tzibor, right? The halacha is that this is one of the ideas of the tzitz, right? The Kohen would wear on his forehead, right? That it has the Shem Hashem on it. That it's miratzeh. It helps out for things that that we do incorrectly. And the tzitz and whatever this means exactly, it's like a mechaper. So what is one of the things that the tzitz helps with? If a person sprinkles dam, which is tamei, whether you're shogi, whether you're mazid, right? And you did that, the tzitz is miratzeh, and that's fine. Right, so meaning that midaraisa, when the person used that dam that was tamei and sprinkled the dam, that even if he did it on purpose, it should be good. It should be fine. Right? And nevertheless, the midaraisa, it's fine. V'amir rabbanan lo hurutza, right? And they said he can't. They said he can't do it. V'kahadar ma'ayah chulin lazar. What's going to happen if it's a korban that you had to bring, and now you're going to tell me that the dam that I was zorek was no good? It was not meratzah, not merutzah. So the person's going to end up bringing another korban in its place, and it's really going to be not a korban. And then you end up really the korban was satisfactory, and now you're bringing another one. That second one you're going to bring is going to be like bringing chulin la'azara, or you're bringing something that's not supposed to be a korban now as a korban. So again, that sounds like chazal again taking something that is midaraisa correct. And now saying it's no good, and actually allowing chulin to brought the azara, even though could meet the raisa would be usher to do, and instead Chazal is telling me to do that. So Amr Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina my lo hurtza deka Amr lahatir basar beachila. No, then we say it's not a hurtza. It doesn't mean you're going to bring your korban. It just means that you can't eat the meat, right? And that the ritzoy won't be good enough for that. But nevertheless, the korban was satisfactory, and the person gets kapara, and he doesn't have to bring a new korban. So you don't have the problem of being chulin to mizbeach, so everyone can relax. Where I said, wait a second. Sof, kamis akra achilas basar. Right? What do you mean? But you're right that I'm not going to bring a new korban, right? Which is chulin into the azara, but still, you are telling me now that I can't eat the korban. But that's a mitzvah midaraisa to eat the meat of the korban. All right, uksiv v'achlu osam, v'achlu atem, v'achlu osam. Asher kipper b'hem melamed shakohanim ochlim ubalim miskaprim. Right, the kohen's supposed to bring it, and the kohen eat it, and the balim, the owner, gets kapara. So that's what's supposed to happen here. And now, because of Chazal. Because of the Rabbanan, we're not doing that. Isn't that being Oker Dav Min HaTorah? So answer the Gemara, and this is going to be a very important line as we move along. Armalei, Sheva, Tase, Shaini. Whoa. There's, the fact that I tell you not to do something is not the same thing as Oker Dav Min HaTorah. Oker Dav Min HaTorah that the Gemara is referring to, we've been looking for proofs all this time, is things that Chazal tell you, Kum Vase, go do the following, even though you could be violating Yisra D'Araisa. Right? But when we tell me, here's a mitzvah say D'Araisa to do, but Chazal say, don't do it, that's a different story. As we know, and the Gemara is going to tell us right now. Amrlei, so Rav Chisda says back to Rabba, who was attacking him this whole time. Amrlei, by laosveich, I wanted to bring a number of cases to bring proofs of many examples where we are, Chazal are okre davar min haTorah. For example, the Gemara is going to give a couple of cases now, a few more than a couple. Ariel. What's Ariel? Ariel is an individual who doesn't have a bris milah, but the halacha is that, look at Rashi, Ariel, the Arab Sachim, haporish. Mina orla kiporish mina kever. The halacha is that a person who gets a bris mila gets a bris mila, and specifically talking about a ger, that the, if a ger is migayer erev Pesach, and he does a bris mila, so great, he has a bris mila, now he should be able to eat the korban Pesach. But the answer is when he gets a bris mila, Chazal goes there that he becomes like tamei meis for 7 days. Why is that? Because what's going to happen? He's going to get a bris mila. He's going to go to the mikvah, and he's going to be tahor. And maybe he'll think he heard once about this thing about tumas meis. He doesn't know that a non-Jew doesn't have tumas meis in the same way. And so he's going to think, oh yeah, I was tamei before. I went to cemeteries many times. Never did paraduma. I got my bris mila, went to the mikvah, and the next day I'm already tahor. And he'll think that the way to become tahor in general is just to go to the mikvah. So they said, whatever Ger gets a bris milah, he becomes tamei based for 7 days. Okay, but what's going to happen now? He did the bris on the night of Pesach. Now Pesach comes, he's Jewish, and he can't bring a korban Pesach. See, Chazal, we're Oker Deva Mina Torah v'shei Val Tase. They said, sorry, you can't bring the korban Pesach. Hazah, referring to sprinkling of the paraduma water. Halach is the Hazah, which is a shvus. It's an issue they're abundant to do. They don't allow the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So if Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, we think it's a big deal when it happens to us. It really would really be deal to happen to them. If the person's last day of the Tara process from the paraduma was on Shabbos, and Shabbos is Erev Pesach, they would not eat Korban Pesach. Why? Because they would not allow them to do the Hazah, the sprinkling of the paraduma water. V'zemel, Halach is we don't allow a person to carry a knife for a bris milah that's going to be on Shabbos. We don't say carrying in the streets here, right? It's really nisid darabana, not on Route 4 probably, but everywhere else is going to be nisid darabana. So you'd say a bris milah, right, is a nisid sase daraisa. If I forgot the knife at home, say sorry, you can't go home and get the knife, even though it's only nisid darabana, right? Sudden refers to tzitzis, right? The tzitzis in general, sudden but tzitzis. The halacha is that when it comes to tzitzis, even though we have an issur of shatnez, if you have a wool garment, you know, a linen garment with wool tzitzis on it, so you have techeles, etc., everything the right way, that technically that overrides the issur of shatnez. Nevertheless, Chazal said we're not allowed to do that, and that we're gonna, and that's because we're concerned about the possibility of shatnez, and therefore we don't allow it. V'kivse atzeres, when they would bring korbanos on Shavuos, so there was a concern that Rashi says, Kivsei Atzeres, lo kibalti rabbi says, I don't know what we're talking about. but the bottom line is that when it came to he gives it a shot anyways. And Beis says that these kvasim that if they're brought shalot shema, then the dam that is sprinkled and the meat that's eaten is going to become a problem. So the bottom line is, if you do that on Shabbos, it could be a problem. So they said, better not to bring them on Shabbos, even though you're going to, again, end up not bringing the right korban. The shofar, the lulav, these ones we know. Shofar and lulav, you don't blow on Shabbos, even though that's the same mitzvah, say the raisa. And the point is, he said, hashti shanis lan, sheval tasa, lo miyakar, hu kul hu nami, sheval tasa ninu. So I mean, he's going to answer me already, though. He said, I was going to give you this example, sheval tasa, of, okay, the mitzvah, but you realize it's a little different because it's, you know, Sheva Tasa Adif, in which case this is the same thing. So we'll pick up from here on Thursday.